kicking the Persian messenger in the balls, the Lesbos had sent a message. All over the country, lesbians heard of the Brave Standoff.
As a group of lesbians in Colorado are refusing to allow the new owners of their bar in.
Good for them. You go, girls.
The Persians returned to their office and told their co-workers how the 30 Lesbos were refusing to let them in.
Well, fine. If they're going to block the entrance, we'll just bring like 60 of us. I'll call more Persians for help.
The hours passed quickly, and the lesbians boldly stood out in front of their bar to stop the Persians from entering.
Here they come.
So many of them!
Lesbos! Positions!
Lesbians! Stand aside! We are coming in and redecorating!
The hell you are! You can take your blue carpet and gold curtain rods and shove it up your Persian buttholes!
All right, come on! They can't stop all of us!
Remember this day! Remember this fact!
Don't give him an inch! Ow! Iranian faggot!
Come on! Seriously! Let us in!
Never!
The Lesbos kept the Persians back, holding them off, keeping them from decorating. Finally, the Persians grew tired, and many wanted to go shopping for more designer sunglasses. They retreated. The Lesbos had held. Persians who did not go shopping now knew they must face their boss. Here he comes. Rauf Xerxes. He sat atop a gold Hummer with customized Gucci accessories which only a Persian would think was cool.
Mr. Xerxes, the Lesbos wouldn't move. We could not get inside to redecorate.
Jamal, how could you have failed me in this simple task? I am so seriously pissed off right now. I could bust a testicle.
And with that, the Persian club owner came to a realization.
I shall have to deal with these Lesbos myself.